Dictation from Mabel William, MABELWILLIAMS. Date of service is 6/8/2023. Date of birth is 12/21/1943. Mabel Williams was referred from her primary care physician for management of her pain in the left shoulder and both knees that has been continuing for a while. The patient reports that she is having pain from 8 to 9 in both the knees and also in the left shoulder. She is unable to lift her shoulder beyond 90 degrees due to a spasm and pain in the area of the right shoulder. She also reported that she is going for a Holter monitor right now due to irregular heartbeat. She is undergoing evaluation by her cardiologist for a possible clearance for surgery with Dr. Cohen. She was referred to Dr. Cohen a few months ago. However, after the visit, the clearance has not come for surgery. The MRI of the left shoulder does show severe glenohumeral cartilage loss, bone attrition, effusion with extension into subacromial subdeltoid bursa, massive cough tear involving supraspinatus and infraspinatus, tendinosis of the subscapularis, and high riding humeral head with acromial undersurface. In the right knee, there is a tricompartmental end stage osteoarthritis, large effusion, medial meniscus tear, lateral meniscus tear. In the MRI of the left knee, there is a severe anterior compartment bone attrition, medial compartment cartilage loss in the setting of partial meniscectomy, and subchondral marrow abnormality, lateral ganglion of the uncertain etiology, ACL degeneration. All of these MRIs were discussed in great detail with the patient, along with options that are available. Current circumstances are discussed with the patient. Physical examination reveals, before physical examination, the pain level is between 8 to 9, and ADLs are reported affected are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, as follows. The general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with people are affected 9, enjoyment of life is affected 8. Patient reports that 50% relief is obtained with the medications, pain medications, and she is able to do her work. At this time, system review is from the chart, please use that. And additional history is from the chart. Substance abuse is from the chart. And the compliance program is from the chart. Physical examination, the blood pressure was found to be 136 over 108, pulse is 66. And the rest of the exam is still the same from previous visit of 5/8/2023. Dictation number 0509-028. The patient was advised following things: naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Prilosec 20 mg twice a day, 60 tablets, lidocaine patch 5% daily for pain relief, Narco 7.5/325 once a day, 30 unit supply was ordered. The patient was again requested to continue getting her clearance from the primary care physician. And she's again referred back to them and try to avoid walking too much. She was also referred for a outpatient physical therapy, laser evaluation and treatment. Although she has a home therapy coming in, but she'll benefit more from physical therapy done at the outpatient. She was informed about it. And we will provide her injection to her both knees and shoulder on the next visit. So far, the patient is stable. Our maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. Patient is provided with a compounding cream as well. And naltrexone capsule twice a day, 60. Thank you very much. She'll be seen in 30 days' time.